MAFS, the number one show on TV for however many months now. We've laughed, we've cried, we've screamed at the TV in fits of rage and disgust.
Well, I've been laughing.
At horrendous behaviour from Beck. And joining us now is the poor recipient of that horrendous behaviour, Beck's ex-MAFS husband, Jake. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Oh, well, look, it doesn't matter how we are. How are you?
Look, I'm not too bad. I'm all right. It's been a difficult 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Definitely watching it all back. But I'm looking forward, as of today, moving forward, to be honest, yeah.
And we're looking forward to that for you. I tell you what, I just want to reach through this phone line and give you the biggest hug ever.
I love that.
Oh, well, seriously.
No, you're a good bloke, Jake.
You are, yeah. You are. Well, the biggest scandal of the series came out last night when Beck went back to Perth, apparently to, open quotes, help her sick dog, close quotes. She'd been apparently given one of the producer's phones to record some footage, and on the video she accidentally didn't press stop and it recorded this.
Hello. Oh my God.
That's the reaction.
Lots of,
from
that's
everyone.
The reaction. That's exactly right. Lots of smooching going on. Jake, what did you think when you heard that and then had Beck say that it was her brother?
Look, my gut dropped. There's no doubt. I was in a lot of shock. You type on the rest of the couch. But, I mean, up until that point, the reunion, Beck and I were. We were friends, you know, we were fine. We come to terms with the fact that we were just going to be mates. But obviously seeing that footage and knowing that it happened during filming, that was an extremely difficult pill to swallow, there's no doubt.
Is there any point when you were thinking that something could have happened even during the whole experiment, or did you think it was just going to be a negative experience from pretty much day dot with her?
Look, it was difficult. It was a challenge. There's no doubt. Like I'm proud of the way that I thought through it, and I tried, you know, to see where I could get things to go to, and you know, I'm not upset about that. One of the guys actually did mention at one point during filming that he suggested that, mate, she might have another guy back home, and I was like, oh no, surely not. You know, like, well, why would you come on something like this if that's the case? So I didn't give it much kind of thought or anything like that, but. Yeah, I guess it just shows their intention by coming on the show.
Absolutely. Well, see, I couldn't really work her out because she basically, right from that very first episode at the wedding, I mean, she was lying straight up. You know, she was saying, making out as if you were sort of, you know, ogling her up and down right from the word go. And then she barefaced lied and said, oh, he shoved his tongue down my throat. Now, that kiss that you two shared at the actual wedding was nothing like that. It was two sort of small pecks.
Yeah, look, again, it's hard because I think our experiences were very different and our recollections of things are very different. As he say, she say.
Yeah.
And what you guys see is generally, in my opinion, a reflection of the people we were. I don't buy into this whole blaming production for the editing stuff.
Okay.
I just feel that if you're just yourself and you just respond accordingly like you would on the outside world, then, you know, people all of Australia get the judge upon that.
So, now I can see why she was pushing on the whole Bryce girlfriend outside thing.
Exactly.
She was trying to totally deflect from what could be discovered about her life, yeah.
Yeah, well, it came out at the end, didn't it?
Absolutely. And I tell you what, we were just so ecstatic because she was just such an absolute cow to you throughout the whole thing. You know, we asked our listeners, you know, what would you like to ask Jake? The biggest question was, are you still single? That was from Hayley and a whole bunch of other listeners.
Unfortunately, no, I'm not. No.
Well,
I found someone. Yeah,
good on you.
I'm very happy. Yeah.
Beautiful. That is wonderful to hear. And here's another question. Did the fact that Beck can't speak properly annoy you? That was from Anna.
Oh, really? I honestly didn't know. So, look, to be honest, I think I will say one thing, and I've experienced this the last 4 weeks with, you know, with being with my partner, is that people have got to keep in mind that there are human beings on the other end of what people say online. And the trolling has been relentless. I know she's copped it, like, really bad about her physical appearance and how she looks. And that's not fair. And I just think it's really, really bad. And I've experienced it the last, you know, few weeks as well. And although we didn't work out in the end, and I'm very disappointed about her behaviour and how it all worked out, she wasn't for me.
That's
right. And we move on, and I found someone who appreciates me for me. And
what
I'm
a stand-up guy, Jake. You
well, congratulations. We could not be more thrilled for you. And final question, was Beck's mum the scariest person you've ever met?
In terms of in-laws, yeah, she was quite intimidating, wasn't she? Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what.
Yeah, it's a shame because obviously that when I spent that time in Perth, I didn't get an opportunity to meet her family or her mum for obvious reasons now, knowing what took place. But, I think she would have had a different opinion, I'm sure. She had a mental. Yeah.
Well, your future mother-in-law's got not a care in the world. Thanks so much, Jake. We've absolutely loved watching you on the show. You're a gem of a human, and we're sorry you had to go through that, but I tell you what, you've come out on top.
Appreciate it. Thank you.